This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We perform more mitzvahs the night of the Seder, literally, than any other time of the year. The pasuk says, "V'higadeta labincha bayemehu leimar ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim." You'll tell your son on that day, saying, "Because of zeh, because of this, I took you out of Egypt." Avudraham says the word zeh has numerical value of 12. Because of 12 mitzvahs we performed the night of the Seder, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. These 12 mitzvahs are the 4 cups of wine. Number 5, charoises. Number 6, karpas. 7 and 8, netilas yadayim, for karpas and for matzah. 9, hamoitzi. 10, eating matzah. 11, marar. 12, koirech. Now, 12 is a lot of mitzvahs. No other time of the year do we perform 12 mitzvahs. Chida even asked, but we actually perform more mitzvahs, because the very mitzvah that this pasuk is talking about, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is not recorded, is not mentioned, is not included in the count. So the Chida says, well, Avudraham is only counting the mitzvahs we perform with action. However, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is performed with words, and therefore it doesn't even make the official count. Well then, how many mitzvahs are there that we perform in total the night of the Seder, if you were to include even mitzvahs of speech? And Reb Shlomo Brevda writes that in the city of Mir, in Poland, there was a Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Shlomo, who would quote Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who had a tradition from the Vilna Gaon, that the night of the Seder, there are 64 mitzvahs that we perform in total, if you were to include all mitzvahs, maisiyos, and mitzvahs that we perform with words, mitzvahs we perform with action, and mitzvahs of speaking. Actually, I came across a compendium called Mitzvahs Beleil HaSeder, written by Rav Shmuel Hamaner, and he compiled all the mitzvahs that we do and all the good deeds and good practices we perform the night of the Seder. And the night of the Seder, we perform a total of 168 mitzvahs. What a staggering number! That's more than Rosh Hashanah, more than Yom Kippur, more than any other time of the year. Why is that? Why do we perform so many mitzvahs the night of the Seder? And one approach is very simple and clear. Pesach, we're celebrating liberation, freedom. Lest we think that we're just celebrating complete freedom, complete liberation, no responsibility, no yoke, no achrayas. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am freeing you for a different servitude. Don't think you just go free and now you could just fulfill your heart's desire. The night of freedom, we impose upon ourselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts us with more responsibility and more mitzvahs in order to ingrain within us, in order to teach us, in order for us to teach our children, that we went free from paroi to become the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we perform more mitzvahs the night of the Seder than any other time. I want to share with you an amazing gematria that was taught by the Haflar of Pinchas Horowitz, Rebbe of Chasam Sofer. He says, if you take the word Pesach, b'miluai, meaning we take the pei, we spell it pei-hei, that's 85. We take the samach, we spell it samach mem final chaf, that's 120. 85, 120, 205. And then we take the ches, we spell it ches tuf, that spells, that equals 408. Pei, 85. Samach, 120. Ches, 408, a total of 613. The numerical value of Pesach, b'miluai, pei, hei, samach, mem, chaf, ches, tuf, 613. The purpose of Pesach, the purpose of our freedom and liberation, is in order to accept upon ourselves the responsibility, the oil malchus shamayim, the 613 mitzvahs to become avodim t'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone chag kosher v'sameach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.